Senator from the 10th, do you yield to the Senator from
Kate? I do.
She yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator, and I'm sorry to pull you away, and I'm not going to keep you very long, but the Senator from Monroe mentioned the Secretary of State's office, which then tweaked my interest because we have an issue of getting recording fees, I think, to the Secretary of State's office, but also to the Housing Trust Fund. Am I saying that correct? And I know in passing you have talked to me. Where did, if you don't mind, I know it's not related to this bill, but where's your understanding of where that issue is?
The conference committee that we have signed on 376.
376. Is that conference committee report distributed?
I don't know that it has been distributed.
Okay.
But it includes a 50.
Oh, it is distributed. I have it.
I didn't
right
see anything
there
that big on my desk.
I got it right there.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
It includes a 50-cent recorder increase for the Secretary of State's office and a 50-cent increase for the Missouri Housing Trust Fund on recording fees, and they both sunset in 1 year.
In 1 year. And then we'll be able to revisit that. And we've gone from, what was it, $3 originally that passed the Senate, $1 for the Secretary of State, $2 for the Housing Trust Fund?
Yes, we went from $3 total to $1 total.
And for every dollar, it's $2 million? Am I correct?
It really
that
depends. Frankly, it's going to depend on how many, if the housing market picks up.
But based on prior history.
My guess is it would be somewhere between 750,000 to a million, possibly.
With 50 cents?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I was talking for the whole dollar.
For a whole dollar. So now that we only get 50 cents, we'll have to divide that out.
Yeah. So my hope is that we'll probably have $500,000 for each group.
Okay. Best case scenario, $1 will generate a million. So we split that 50-50 with the Secretary of State and move forward from there.
That's my hope.
Fair enough, Senator.
Thank you
for the inquiry.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Senator from Monroe. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Monroe. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Monroe renews his motion that House Committee Substitute for 480, the adoption of House Committee Substitute for 480. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Smith, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from St. Francis, votes aye. Senator from the 15th, votes aye. Senator from the 7th, votes aye. Senator from the 11th, Senator from Boone, votes aye. Senator from Nottoway, votes aye. Senator from Buchanan, votes aye. Senator from the 24th, votes aye. By your vote 31 aye, 0 no, you've adopted the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 480. Senator from Monroe.
I move the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 480 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Monroe. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Monroe moves that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480 be read a third time and put on final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, an act relating to state boards and commissions. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Jasper, votes aye. Senator from Buchanan, votes aye. Senator from the 8th, do we have his vote? Okay. By your vote 30 aye, 0 no, you have finally passed. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, was declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to recognize Senator from Webster for a privileged guest.
Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
I would move that the conference committee report for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 745 be brought before the body.
Heard the motion from the Senator from Webster. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Webster.
Now, Mr. President, I would move that the conference committee report be read a third time and finally passed. This is the language.
The motion is for the adoption of the report, Senator.
Pardon?
I think the motion is the adoption.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm getting ahead of myself. Move adoption of your report.
Proceed.
This is the preference bill that we passed per section 348.432, which is the new generation co-op section. This is preference for those products if they meet equal quality and competitive pricing. Ethanol and biodiesel are both excluded from this. We discussed this in depth, and that's basically it. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Webster has moved to adoption of the conference committee report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 745. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the motion.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I knew this was coming at some point, that the Senator from Webster would be moving to bring this up. I just want to say that at one point, this bill had the key to the Capitol Dome for each and every one of us in this body. It is the crowning achievement to a successful legislative session. Children would have sung songs for a generation about the work of this General Assembly had the Senator from Webster not gone from senator to senator to senator to find individuals to be on conference that would agree with his position to remove that provision from the bill. Senator from Webster never came to me. I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on when he first wanted to put people on, and he said as a condition precedent, in order to get on, you had to agree with him to remove the key to the Capitol Dome. It is what it is in this process. I respect and appreciate the hard work and have worked very hard with Representative Lerner on trying to get this bill done through committee and all the way through the process that's here, so I'm not going to belabor this. But once again, an individual in the body didn't want to come and talk to me about the issue. They went around and around to get people on the conference, and in fact, people that were on the conference. When they said, no, we don't want to kowtow to the second floor in the administration to say who can and who cannot have access to the Capitol Dome, said we're going to stand up and not kowtow to them, they were asked to be removed. So with that being said, Mr. President, I'd love to hear any explanation from the Senator from Webster. Other than that, doesn't really bother me at all, and I appreciate the recognition.
We're on the motion, Senator from Webster. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Clay was first received.
Thank you. Mr. President, I would like to inquire the Senator from Webster.
Senator from Webster, do you yield?
Senator?
Senator, do you yield?
I said gladly. My mic fell off. President,
you
I'm sorry.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I understand they took off one of my glorious amendments on here. Is that right? Didn't they? And that was the one that said that the Office of Administration, I believe, had to publish by the a certain code, a manufacturing code, whatever it was that they were contracting for. I think Senator from the 13th had an amendment to say if it was over, I forgot how much in value, $500 or $1,000.
$500.
$500 in value.
$500.
Right. Okay. Because before they closed on those contracts, that they had to let people know what they were trying to buy. Were they complaining about that because they said it was going to cost a lot of money?
Yeah, I think that. I know they said also that quite a bit of it was already being done.
Uh-huh.
And they were afraid of time. I'm not so sure that, other than an amendment, you know, there's some credence in what you were trying to do.
Right.
So,
well, you and I have agreed about that.
Yeah.
That there's
yeah.
a lot
and
of...
So, you know, I think it'll be a good thing. I'm just trying to help Representative Lernert out with this bill. And so that's one reason they wondered about what how it might come across with all the amendments
sure.
on it. That's the reason we're trying to keep it clean.
Sure. Do you remember what the Office of Administration said was the approximate cost that they determined on my amendment?
You know, it seems like I heard the senator from the 13th mention that, but I can't remember the figure.
How about I ask the senator from Howell, because he's probably the financial organization
yes,
guy, and he would know
he
that.
He was the one that would know for sure.
Well, let me check on that, because I
You're
think
welcome.
One of the things that you and I are in agreement about is that it is too difficult for a truly small business in Missouri to be able to do business with our own state. Are we in agreement on that?
Right. I guess the senator from Cape also thinks that it's too difficult
to access the Capitol.
To access the Capitol. And I'm not being facetious or flippant about that.
Right.
I think he believes passionately in that issue.
I think he does. He's been consistent about that through the years, and I don't fault him for that at all. We ought to have.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
Can I inquire of the Senator from Howell?
Senator from Howell is not in the chamber, but I am sure that he is quickly approaching. Maybe. Senator from Howell, do you yield to the Senator from Clay?
I yield.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator,
I got a mouthful of chicken wings. Sorry.
You got a mouthful of what?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Oh, okay. Well, sorry to interrupt your dinner. Government accountability and fiscal oversight, you heard the senator from Webster's bill. It had one of my amendments on there that would ask the Office of Administration to publish on their website what purchases that they were planning to make for a 30-day period. And apparently they were complaining that that was going to cost some money. Do you remember anything about how much they thought that was going to cost?
No, you know, there's a deal in the rule book that we can clear the upper gallery because we're going to tell secrets. I don't remember this. I don't remember a key. I don't remember your amendment. It was a little ag bill there was a couple of amendments that had fiscal notes on them. I said, take care of the fiscal notes and we'll just forget it. I don't know what they were. I don't remember. And that's what the center did, is he went out and got rid of the amendments that had the cost on them, and I had no idea what they were.
Would I be able to get that fiscal note that they made from your ABLE staff?
Okay.
Or where would that
My
note?
ABLE staff is still here.
Well, no, I mean, it exists somewhere in the committee.
Oh, yeah. They should have it, and I can get that for you.
I would appreciate that, because I think you and I are probably also in agreement that the state of Missouri makes it too hard for small business to do business with the state of Missouri.
Yeah, I tell you, in fiscal review, we look at amendments on how much they cost and work on them. It really doesn't matter what the amendment is. It's if it costs something, we question it, tell sponsors they need to take care of the amendments to get the cost down. I am a nonpartisan cost cutter. I don't care whose amendment it is. We just try to get the cost down.
And I appreciate it.
I
appreciate that.
I forgot what it was.
You're the proponent of the Small Business Get Off My Back Act, I think.
Yeah, it's on the informal calendar, and it'll die this year.
You know,
so big government's going to be on the backs of small businesses for another year.
And we got 3.5 years to deal with that. But
well,
between
you know, you've watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What about it?
At the end of it, the land of the misfit toys, and they say, well, I guess we'll just have to wait till next year. And the little clown jump in the box goes, I don't have any dreams left.
Senator.
So
I appreciate it.
We're just waiting till next year on that.
I appreciate your fiscal responsibility. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from Monroe, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Rule 91, I would like to recuse myself from this vote.
Senator from Monroe will be recused from the vote. Senator from Den, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Same thing, to abstain from the vote. I rule 91.
Senator from Dent will be recused from the vote. Senator from Saline.
Under Rule 91, I'd like to be recused from the vote.
Senator from Saline will be recused from the vote under Rule 91. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Present.
Senator from Webster moves that the conference committee report for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 745. Be adopted. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Smith, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis. Hi. Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 26th. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 22nd. Oh. Senator from the 4th. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 24th. Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard, how is he recorded? Senator from Stoddard, aye. Senator from Jasper. You are recorded as an aye. Okay, he remains as an aye. Senator from the 15th. How is the senator from the 15th recorded? He is recorded as an aye. Senator from the 15th aye. By your vote of 29 aye, 0 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Webster.
Now, Mr. President, I would move that Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Conference Committee report for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 745 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Webster. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Stoddard, what purpose do you rise? I'm sorry, Senator from Dent, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask to be excused from the vote.
A rule of 91, Senator, will be recused. The Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I'd like to be excused from the vote under Rule 91.
Senator from the 21st be recused under Rule 91. Senator from Monroe.
Pursuant to Rule 91, I'd like to recuse myself from this vote, Mr. President.
Senator from Monroe will be recused from the vote. Pursuant to Rule 91, Senator from St. Francis. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the Senator from Webster is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from Webster moves that House Bill 745 be third read and finally passed. To all those in favor, will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 745, an act relating to state purchasing. Senators Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Knobler, Pierce,
aye.
Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Smith, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole, aye. The bill having received a constitutional majority, by your vote of 29 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the timing and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could you go to the order of business? The current resolution recognizes Senator from the 20th, or SCR 20th.
Senator from the 20th, you're
right. Mr. President, I would move that SCR 21 be brought before the body.
The order of business is concurrent resolution. The senator from the 20th, recognized. Go ahead, proceed.
Yes, I would move that SCR 21 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 20th.
Now we move to the adoption. Mr. President, this is a resolution that asks for 25% of renewable energy by the year 2025. This is to make agriculture and forestry products 25% of our usage by the year 2025. We're just trying to encourage Congress to follow this plan, to help us facilitate this plan, help some with the financing. And thirdly, we're trying to get the American public to invest in renewable energy. And it seems like it's very apropos at this time because I think they're really interested in doing that. Purely simply, that's what SCR 21 does, Mr. President. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I've heard the motion of the Senator from Webster. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. to inquire the senator from Webster.
Senator from Webster,
I yield, Mr. President. If you put your mic up high where I can hear.
Can you hear me?
I'm glad I can hear you. Good.
This is a resolution that went through Rules Committee that we're now passing right now to go to the House. Hopefully they pick up and pass tomorrow. Can I ask your honest opinion? The reason we're taking this up at this time is to kill time, or it's a very, very meritorious resolution.
It is very important.
So it is.
And I think that the
message. Do you want me to help you right now, kill time, or do you want me to do your resolution?
I'd like to eat dinner, Senator. I haven't had a chance
to eat yet. Let me ask you this, and I know the Senator from St. Francis might be listening. But do you think you could coordinate enough of your colleagues on your side of the aisle with enough of the colleagues on my side of the aisle so that we could give an appreciation for his hard work that Senator from St. Francis the night off, that we move to adjourn.
Hey, Senator,
I'm only inquiring about this because I care about him. I'm worried about him.
I've already tried with his assistant that's sitting right now right behind you.
But we are worried about him, aren't we?
Huh?
We are worried about him, aren't we?
He's done such a good job. I think he's tired.
Yeah, I think he needs the night off. I think he needs the night off. What do you think?
I really think so, too. But, I appealed and I lobbied. I wouldn't try it again, Senator. But anyway,
Senator, I am not worried about Senator from Webster. I'm not worried about the Senator
I'm talking about the Senator from Johnson.
I am sincerely worried about the Senator from St. Francis. And I think he just needs the night off. I really do. What do you think?
Senator, I am hungry. I didn't even get any ice cream this afternoon.
Senator, I am going to support your resolution as I did in the Rules Committee. I was just trying to make a gesture on behalf of the Senator from St. Francis.
I appreciate it too, Senator.
So he knows we care.
Can we continue to lobby?
Can we continue to
take the night off?
Would that be successful?
I don't know. We could try.
Or would it be like talking to a brick wall?
Well, it's a difference between a nice dinner at O'Donohue's or someplace like Alexander's or someplace like that, or a sandwich in the back.
Kind of like one of them things when you're a construction worker, you're on a job for about 5 months, and the pleasure of being a construction worker is you move from job to job. This job's about done. I'm ready to move on to that next job.
Since we all had dinner together last night, can you not taste that? I'm certain that's a lot better than the sandwich in the rear, right?
I do want to make mention of that now that you have brought that up, and I know the press is listening. But there was a group of 7 senators that had a brief hour, maybe an hour and a half, to have dinner. We all went to dinner, and we all paid for our own bill.
We did not have
any special interest meeting with us or anything. We just sat down, had dinner among 7 individuals that were human beings that worked together, and we did not want any lobbyists, any special interest. We just wanted to sit down and talk.
And I guess Sunshine wasn't involved because we didn't really discuss this.
But that happens when...
The other thing, Senator, is I want to bring up along those very lines. The Senator from Stoddard had an acquaintance over there that he went over and talked to. As you remember, at the end, he came over and said, is this a bipartisan dinner? And we said, yes. And he said, I still got faith in Jeff City. That's exactly what he said.
Yes.
Remember that, Senator?
That it was. And Senator from Jefferson and I actually talked about it afterwards. That was nice, and I hope we do more of that next year.
We should.
Just down without lobbyists. But I want to let everyone know we didn't have the dinner in the back like I always see over in the House chamber. We actually went out and bought our own meals. So
exactly.
We wanted to invest in the community of Cole County on behalf of the senator from Cole.
Exactly.
We wanted to take some of the money we have earned in our home communities
and spread the wealth of Cole County.
And see, we have, you know, like 5, 6, 7 reps in our Senate districts, so we make so much more money than that they make. That's the reason we can afford to go out to dinner like that, right?
My kids come up Monday. I drove up early to speak to them, and they always ask how much you're paid. I think we're paid $31,000. My brother does my taxes. And they say, how much are the state reps paid? I said, the exact same. Says, well, how can you afford all those big, expensive cars? I says, no, that's the lobbyists that have those cars. We're the ones that have the worn-out cars. But I think I have done my job in inquiring of you. And as I tell all of my colleagues continuously, it's been an honor and privilege to serve in the Missouri Senate with you today.
Thank you, sir. I always enjoy visiting with you. Thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Webster. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from Webster has moved. Is this an adoption motion? For the adoption of Senate Committee, Senate Concurrent Resolution 21. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnes, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Dent votes aye. Senator from Florence votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from Monroe votes aye. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Clay votes aye. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. By your vote 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 21. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, can you take us to the order of business of House bills on third reading?
Third reading.
This is the formal calendar.
Did you say informal?
Formal calendar. I guess we started House Bill 316.
House Bill's third reading, formal calendar, House Bill 316. Senator from the 15th.
A bill on the informal calendar.
We'll place that bill on the informal calendar. Senator from...
I think it's H620.
620 and 671. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House bills number 620 and 621 be taken up for third reading.
671.
I'm sorry, 671. Yes, 620 and 671 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. These bills deal with bingo and helping out our not-for-profits that conduct bingo operations. I think all of us know organizations back home that conduct
bingo operations. All the money is plowed back into charities, into our local communities. And what this does is basically give them the opportunity to do certain things and to probably be a little bit more productive. Just a couple of things, and I'll be glad to answer any more questions. It does allow bingo games to be held twice a week as opposed to just once a week. It allows them to have 15 special bingo games a year. Currently, right now, it's 4 bingo games a year. It does allow them to have more money spent toward advertising. Right now, they're limited to just 2% of gross receipts, and this would increase it up to 10%, again, to get people into the bingo establishments. These are some things that are designed to give some more opportunities for bingo operations to flourish. Again, most of the money ends up going to charity. In 1995, we had over 900 bingo licenses in the state of Missouri. Now it's down to fewer than 400. So they're really on the decrease. And so what we need to do is to give them some tools to be successful back home. I know in my own community in Warrensburg, they're very much supportive of these bills. And they said it could increase their revenues by about $4,000 a year. And, of course, all that money would be just plowed back into our local charities and things like that. Would be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Senator Johnson moves that House Committee substitute for House Bill 620 and 671 be read a third time and finally passed.
Mr. President, I do have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward.
It has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Johnson, do you care?
Thank you, Mr. President. Basically what this does is when this is going through the process, someone added some language that would allow licensees to own or lease commission-approved full-tab vending machines. There have been some concerns about that part since that's been passed, and for the most part, people want that removed. So what this simply would do is just revert to current law, which is what we've been doing for years. Is that taking any questions? If not, renew my motion.
Senator, I missed your – did you move for the adoption of the
adoption of Senate Amendment 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Senator from Johnson has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Do you yield, Senator? You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. This first question has to do with the underlying bill. Is
okay.
This where, like, our VFW halls and whatnot can have slot machines? Is this that bill?
It deals with bingo.
Okay.
And it deals with, you're right about a lot of our veterans groups do have bingos and things like that. As far as slot machines, no.
Okay. Well, I think, is this Representative Ray Salvin's bill?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just hear some. Whose bill is it?
There's two bills. One
okay.
is Representative Hoskins and then Lair. So it's the
okay.
two of those we're about to do.
I think Representative Ray Salva has got something that allows VFW halls to actually have slot machines like
no.
used to be, but none of that is in here.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Now, are we doing anything with this legislation? I think if it's in the Constitution or not, that you have to be an organizational member for 5 years or something, or 3 years before you can actually work a bingo.
I believe so, and I think that's an existing state statute.
Statute, not the Constitution.
Right.
And I always thought we had a constitutional bar on that, but we can fix that in statute.
Senator, I'm really not sure of that. All I know in these bills, we're not trying to change what any of those stipulations would be as far as, you know, what they don't want to have is a fly-by-night organization, the veterans of whatever, you name the town,
right,
and start
right,
a bingo
right.
operation. They want
right.
to have some stability. They want to be sure that these folks, you know, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of organization. And so they want to be sure that it's just not a fly-by-night kind of organization.
So as I look, and I'm not critical of the bill, please understand.
Right.
I just know there has been a lot talked about on this session to this point, and I thought, and I don't see it anywhere in your bill that you brought forward, that we are amending the requirement that you be a member of that particular organization for a period of time.
Right.
Before.
I don't believe that we are amending
right.
that. Right.
I see on the first, because I believe that's in the Constitution.
I think you could easily be right about that, because that had to be a constitutional change to allow that when that started back in 1995.
Okay. So we're allowing 15 occasions annually instead of 4 occasions.
Right. For example, if they want to do a Labor Day bingo or Labor Day or
Labor Day
Mother's
bingo.
Day bingo, you know, something like that. And so what this allows them is...
I think if somebody went to bingo instead of seeing their mother, there could be problems.
That is not a good idea. Although some mothers...
They might not get apple cake. They might not get apple cake. If you remember my other earlier set, anyway, trying to be funny wasn't funny. Move on. Sorry, Senator.
Okay.
So we do that. We add something else that's in there. We... Looks like it increases the time frame in which they can operate these.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Man, we have, wow, there's people playing bingo at 1 o'clock in the morning to 7 a.m. in the morning? Or that's the moratorium time period.
It prohibits it. So it's got to be done by 1 a.m.
And it can't start before 7
a.m., right. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's weird we regulate that.
Right. So it extends it about 4 hours. Because now the moratorium is between midnight and 10 a.m. So
And what exactly is your amendment that you're pulling out of here?
Okay, what we're pulling out is basically just to revert it to what is currently the state statute. That amendment would allow licensees to own or lease basically their own pull tab machines from a licensed supplier. It also prohibits them from sharing those machines. And so what it would do is just revert to how it is currently under current law.
Okay.
Whereas right now, I think there's licensed providers that provide those machines.
So basically, you're taking out all the provisions in number 16.
That's
and reverting
correct,
back
right.
to.
And we should just revert to current law.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Johnson's moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment number 1. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from Johnson has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment number 1. All in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson. We're back on the motion of Senator from Johnson for the third read motion. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bills 620 and 671 as amended be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Johnson has moved that the House Committee substitute for House Bill 620 and 671 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for House Bills 620 and 671, an act relating to bingo. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
no.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Jefferson, both aye. Senator from Howell, he's already voted. Senator from Stoddard, both aye. Senator from Monroe. Senator from Monroe. Both sides. Senator from St. Francis. Both sides. Do we have anybody else? Senator. by your vote 26 aye, 3 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Senate will go to the order of business announcements. If you'd recognize me,
we're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. We've got people in all over the Capitol working on different reports and trying to wordsmith bills and things. So I think we're going to take a break to 8 o'clock to see if we can wrap some of this stuff up. And then when we come back, my intention would be to do hopefully the EcoDevo bill and go home. Hopefully we'll get to home. I think there may be one other wrap-up thing other than that. That was all we would do tonight, and we'll go forward from that.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 8 p.m. tonight.
Heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All those opposed to that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is in recess until 8 p.m.
The hours of recess having expired, Senate will come to order. Senator from St. Francis.
We have messages from the House.
We do have messages from the House.
How do we keep getting messages when they quit it for?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act as a like committee from the Senate on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 390, Representatives Nolte, Parkinson, Wilson of the 130th, Chapel, Medell, and Schemel. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with the like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1075 as amended. Representatives Fisher of the 125th, Jones of the 89th, Butterberg, Walsh, and Frame. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator St. Francis.
President, do we have conferees other than that?
We do not.
Okay. Could we go to the House bills on third reading, informal calendar, House Bill 191?
House bills for third reading, informal calendar, House Bill 191. Senator from Franklin is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that House Bill 191 be brought before the informal from the informal calendar for third reading.
Heard the motion of Senator Franklin. All those pending that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
All those contrary say no. Ayes prefer to have it. The ayes do have it. Bill is before the body. We have Senate Amendment Number 2.
Yes.
From the Senator from the 4th.
Pending.
Senator from the 4th.
President, can you please send that amendment back?
Madam Secretary, please send Amendment Number 2 back. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Speak on.
Proceed.
Thank you. Just wanted to, I should have did this as a Department of House prior, but there's been a lot of people working on this. I'm not saying we're totally there, but what we'd like to do is kind of start the proceeding because the DR is getting late. They're reviewing a lot of the language. The analyst has suggested that we stay with the original substitute because the core of it is sound, but there's been a lot of agreed-to language on the form of amendments. And so I this way I'd like to proceed. I'd like to have the senator from Nottoway, formerly of Nottoway, give the pressure where he's at, the senator from St. Louis or any other senator who's been in the part of this, if they have and want to express their views on where we're at and why they've come to this part. I'm afraid that if we take a lot of other amendments other than ones that bring us closer to the agreement, then we are going to really endanger this bill. So I think we ought to know where we're at while they're preparing some of the amendments. We need to vet these things properly. We don't need to just run over them. Some of them are very minor, and a couple of them are very detailed. So if we would do that, I know the hour's late, but if we'll just have some patience. And, Mr. President, I'd appreciate everybody's work on this. I don't know if we'll get her done, but I think we're close enough that hopefully we can work out something. Thank you.
Senator from Nottoway.
President, can I inquire the senator from the fourth?
Senator from fourth, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I thought what would be helpful is if you and I walk through and talk through where we currently have evolved to, so the members of the body know where we are. And, again, a proposal that none of us love, but hopefully we can all live with, where we have evolved to, specifically around historic preservation. There's been almost 7 hours of work now, working on language to make sure that the comfort level of how to manage and implement this program that used to be an entitlement, how to work and manage it through a CAP, has been underway. And I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but right now, assuming that the language is the way we left it or the way we articulated it when we left the round room, when it comes back and we have a chance to make sure that it is exactly what we talked about, we have currently evolved to a point of a two-tiered system, the overall large project cap, and then the small project workaround. Essentially being the large project at $140 million, the small projects anything at $1.1 million, which is the total construction cost or below, would not go through that 140. It would actually go around the residential, the per residential cap, which was in the bill at $25,000, was raised to $250,000, and we moved the implementation date of when the cap would go into effect to January 1st. And the reason we moved it to January 1st is the understanding of all of us that have been involved is the practicality and the ability of DED to implement that change in that time frame and be able to properly articulate that to all of the individuals who partake in a program of this magnitude was going to be very difficult. The senator from Cape has articulated a couple of very good analogies of challenges that could occur, thus leading us to move back to implementation date. Many of us were concerned that DED would just be plummeted with all kinds of applications, but with the requirements of start dates, the requirements of the ability to get financing, of all the challenges going on in the market now, I think we've all come to an agreement and a comfort level that will not be at a level that we cannot sustain. And so I want to make sure that everyone understands where we've evolved to. I want you to have the opportunity to share your thoughts as well, and I will please share your thoughts on where we are. And I think that I have accurately articulated that.
Yes, I think you have accurately articulated where we are in terms of the deal. I think the first inquiry about the historic preservation tax credits that occurred on this floor several months ago was, I think, initiated. It was between the senator from the 8th and myself. And he expressed the belief that the tall hogs were crowding out the small hogs at the trough. And I think one of the key components of this agreement, which, of course, neither one of us is completely happy with, one of the key components is the workaround for the small projects so that people in small towns around the square or rehabbers in my neighborhood will be able to be exempt from the cap that we are implementing. That way the small hogs are not crowded out by the tall hogs. Rather, we've done something that I think the senator from the 8th, and I think you would agree, is rarely done here in this chamber, which we've, the tall hogs have been crowded out by the small hogs here.
Right.
And so I appreciate that. If I might,
please.
I wanted to just expand a little bit on, and maybe offer a little bit of perspective here on this program for a moment. You know, there have been many senators over the last few weeks that have derided the Historic Preservation Tax Program as just a program that restores old buildings. And how can we spend and there's been inaccuracies about how much is actually being spent on this program. There have been huge authorizations, but a lot of the authorizations never turn into redemption because a lot of people are taking risks on projects in very difficult parts of the city of St. Louis. That's what this is about, this program. It's about going into places and reclaiming neighborhoods in the city of St. Louis and throughout the state, reclaiming abandoned buildings in neighborhoods that have been almost wholly abandoned. Places that are veritable war zones, some of the highest crime areas of St. Louis, people are taking the risk to come in and try to salvage these places. And so I didn't appreciate it when I saw this credit just derided as just giving money for restoring old buildings, because it's much more than that. I fought for this not just because of the economic development aspects of it, and there are many. And we've gone through a lot of the numbers, and I'm not going to belabor this too much here on the Senate floor tonight. But when you compare some of the job numbers between the Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program and some of the other programs that we've talked about, I mean, the centerpiece of this bill, and the reason, you know, that we've all come to do this, is quality jobs tax credit. And I'm not going to malign this credit. I don't think it's a terrible program. But in 5 years, the number of jobs created by this program was less than half of the number of jobs created by the Historic Preservation Program in 1 year of 2007. It's a proven program. Another problem that I've had is the emphasis just on the outflow, this wild, out-of-control entitlement. No one has taken the time to think about the inflow, the fact that not some study paid for by the development community, but our own Department of Economic Development has said that the revenue coming into the state in almost every year of the program has been greater than the revenue going out. And also, Senator, one of the things that we try to do with these economic development programs, we try to provide, we try to incite, incentivize, whatever the word is. I defer to the senator from Jasper on that. But we try to do something that, but for the incentive that we provide, would not otherwise happen. And I believe that it cannot always be said of the quality jobs program that companies would create jobs in the absence of that credit. Do you agree?
I agree.
And yet, historic preservation tax credits, put buildings onto the tax rolls in perpetuity that would probably not otherwise be ever onto the tax rolls again. They help the environment. One of the biggest problems that we face from an environmental perspective is obviously the pollution that comes from cars. And urban sprawl contributes to that greatly. Reclaiming the urban core is a key way to mitigate that pollution. Our architectural heritage, Senator, has been something that the Senator from the 7th has talked about during this debate. In my city, and I've never been to Maryville, and I've never been... What town are you in now, in Andrew?
Savannah.
I've never been to Savannah.
It's a quaint little town.
What's the town square look like, Senator?
Beautiful. They have spent a lot of time remodeling it, renovating it. Not a lot of historic preservation, but it was a commitment by the community. They decided that if they were going to survive, they needed to go and redo their downtown. The courthouse sits in the middle of the square, and over the last 3 to 5 years, they've really developed the area around it. So it's, although maybe not the same method used by which we have seen in Washington Avenue, it is definitely a similar outcome because of it.
Well, I'm going to be honest and make an admission about St. Louis, which is that, you know, St. Louis has struggled in the last decade. We've lost a lot of corporate headquarters. I'm sure we're all familiar with that. And we're seeing the auto companies. St. Louis the second biggest city in the country for auto manufacturing, declining over the last decade. And yet, one of the enduring and best features about the city is our architectural heritage. And it's a source of a tremendous amount of tourists. People come into bed and breakfast. People come in to see Lafayette Square and the other neighborhoods that were very crowded. And that's another component of this credit that I think has been ignored. Another is the fact that we are trying to attract creative class jobs, creative class members. And they want to come and they want to rehab houses like this. They're more generally tend to be interested in this more so than building new houses on the fringes of the metropolitan area.
Well, you literally have entire neighborhoods that are all under this umbrella of...
On the historic register. The neighborhood I live in is on the historic register.
Which can't be torn down. Once they're on there, the ability to take a building like that down is almost impossible.
That's it. I know that I've listened to several senators out here on the floor for probably longer than I've wanted to listen to them, and so I'm going to talk as long as I would like to talk tonight.
Senator, I don't want to.
And maybe a little longer now.
I don't want to cut you short, but here's the deal. As you know, we have a series of amendments that need to be done to clean it up. I have the first one here in front of me, and so if it's okay with you, what I will do is go ahead and offer this amendment now. And that way we can, while the rest of these amendments are being proofed and drafted, we can go ahead in the process if that's all right with you, Senator.
You know, I'd actually like to say one more thing, and I'm happy to speak on the bill, or I'm happy to let you offer the amendments, and I could do that later, but I could...
If you would like to quickly do that, I have no opposition to that.
I would like to do that.
We're on the 98-yard line here. There's no reason not to go into the end zone.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, a lot of people have derided this as a giveaway to the city and the metropolitan area of St. Louis, and a lot of people forget that the metropolitan area contributes 45% of the revenue, of the tax revenue, to the state of Missouri. And a lot of people don't realize that St. Louis is in a pretty tenuous position. And when a city and a metropolitan area loses its urban core, you've got a donut, that's right. And no region can exist as a donut. And as we watch Michigan's economy fade, and we see Michigan, a state with an unemployment rate nearing 15%, a city that became too reliant upon a single industry, a city that exists or attempts to exist as a donut, with Detroit looking almost post-apocalyptic. We see the specter of what could have happened to St. Louis had it not been for this credit that has done so much in the last decade to revitalize the city. And so I will take 15 minutes to talk about this and how important it's been to the city of St. Louis. And if I want to take 30 minutes or 45 minutes, I would do that as well.
Okay.
But I will say this, okay? This has been the most important program coming from the state level that the city has had in the last 20 years. And I was not, as a senior senator from this city, going to let it fall by the wayside. I have appreciated the help of the senator from Case as he has stood and fought shoulder to shoulder with me in this fight, and the support of other senators in this chamber, the senator from the 5th, the senator from the 7th, and several others. And I want them to know that I think we have something that is at least workable. I would like to see this program, of course, continue without a cap, and I know many of you would as well. But the fact of the matter is, budget certainty is something that I believe is a desirable goal. I agree with you, Senator, that that is a desirable goal. I think we have come a long way towards this goal, while at the same time preserving the ability of the city to continue in its revitalization. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, Senator Andrew was first seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
It has not been read. I ask that it be read.
And Secretary, read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 3, offered by Senator Lager, to amend Senate Substitute Number 2, for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 191, pages 46 to 52, section 135.535, by striking all of said section from the bill and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Senator Fandra?
Adoption of the amendment.
Senator Fandra moves for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3.
Thank you, Mr. President. What this amendment does is in the underlying substitute, we remove the rebuilding communities section that dealt with businesses. It was my understanding that the benefits that used to be derived through that were now done in enhanced enterprise zones and quality jobs. I have since found out that is not the case. It is a relatively small cost annually, $1 million or in that ballpark. This is a program, actually the senator from the 24th crafted, for lack of a better term, I believe during her time in the House. And so now understanding that challenge that I was misinformed or misunderstood, I have agreed to put it back in. And so all this amendment does is it removes the section of the bill that eliminated that rebuilding community section. If there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I will renew my motion.
Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I require the senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Nottoway, do you yield?
I do.
Yield, please.
Senator, I was wanting to inquire of you before this amendment, but now's the time. Where there are some, I guess, where I want to get to is, like me, Senator, there are only two senators that represent the state of Missouri across the full tier of North Missouri.
Right.
It's you and it's me. There, and so I want to get a full grasp of where we're at in this bill.
Okay.
Senator, I talked about an issue that, and the senator from the Fighting 26 had talked about a little bit, but it's land assemblage.
Uh-huh.
Where's that at in this bill?
Okay. The land assemblage, as many in this body remember, was passed in 2007.
Seven.
The overall program was $95 million.
Right.
Where those credits could be redeemed at $10 million per year.
By an individual?
By
or
anyone who put together.
By an individual. It could be by an individual, right?
It could be.
Where's that at now?
What's that?
What's the redemption level that in this legislation that you're bringing to us?
To this point, there have been no credits redeemed
right
in the land assemblage tax credit.
But where can they next year redeem what level to?
This bill moves from $10 million to $20
million. $10 to $20
million. Per year, but does not change.
Right.
But does
now,
not
Senator,
change the cap.
Senator, you represent North Missouri.
I do
not know the square miles that you represent, but it's probably the largest or the second largest in the state of square miles.
8,336.
Right. Huge amount.
Right.
Do you know what the square mileage of what the land assemblage applies to?
75 miles.
No. It's a half a mile by a quarter mile. It's 75 acres.
75 acres.
Yeah. Senator, that's a half a mile by a quarter mile.
I understand.
And we're talking $20 million a year to one individual. One person. One company, and you represent the largest land mass in the state of Missouri.
I do. Would you like my perspective on that?
I would.
Okay. As you know, last year I spent my fair share of time on the road, and one of the areas that I spent a great amount of time in is St. Louis.
It didn't do you much good.
It did. That's a good point.
I'm sorry, Senator. It's late. I couldn't resist.
That's all right. It's a very tough area, I would have to admit.
Yeah. Well, there's not many voters in that little half a mile by a quarter mile area, I can tell you, because they're dozing it all in. We're talking about tearing stuff down with $20 million. Tearing it down.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, I do, but I'm concerned.
I spent too much time in St. Louis.
No, I don't.
One of the things that I truly got a grasp of during my time, there were two things. One, I really saw where downtown is today, and to be very candid, the use of the historic preservation tax credit. The other thing that
I'm not talking about historic preservation. I'm not arguing about historic preservation. I'm talking about land assemblage, not historic preservation. Two totally different tax credits.
I will continue.
Okay, but don't talk about land. Don't talk about historic preservation. Because we're talking about land assembly.
The second area that I spent time in and I guess have a new appreciation for is this area that they are talking about, the redoing, the renovation, the grand plan of how they're going to redo these.
A half a mile by a quarter mile. Grand plan.
And one of the things that I found very interesting about that is you and I have challenges in rural Missouri, no doubt about it.
You know how much our total budget of GR for all of rural Missouri for in ag is? $66 million. And we're talking about investing $20 million a year in a half a mile by a quarter mile, less than 80 acres? And you expanded, you doubled that in this piece of legislation.
Hold on, let me finish my thought.
I'm telling you. For a guy who has the largest land mass, probably the most farmers, to come out here and bring something that tells me we need to double the investment of tearing down, not building up, in a half a mile by a quarter mile, takes a lot of guts.
You want me to go ahead and finish?
No, yeah, you got your chance.
All right. Well, can I go ahead and finish the whole? Okay. So, as I spent time there, I now understand what they were doing. As I said in 2007, when I lost that vote, as you know, I fought adamantly against this tax credit. One of the things that I said was, even though I lost, we as a body, the votes in this chamber said that we were going to spend money and make this happen. And you know what? I'm the guy who believes that government needs to do something 100%. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out.
I bet you 20 bucks you didn't lose that guy's vote.
I don't
know. One guy's getting this. One guy's getting from 10 to 20 million.
And I'll be the first to tell you that when this idea came up of 10 to 20 million, I was not overly thrilled with it. I spent time with the senator from the 26th, is who first brought it to me, and then I spent time talking to some of the finance folks, and that's where it came from. And it is my belief that this project, whether someone wants to try to tear it down, whether we criticize it, whatever, is so be it. I believe this project is going to move forward. I believe we've made a commitment to it. The senator from the 26th,
I agree.
Believes
we made a commitment.
And, you know, we can agree or disagree on that, but the reality is they are trying to change the dynamic in this area. And I'll be the first to tell you that I am not going to stand on this floor and act like I'm an expert about St. Louis. But what I do believe is if they are successful in doing this, it will change the dynamic of the area the senator from the 4th represents. I believe a good chunk of the area the senator from the 5th represents.
You know, I'm not disputing that, Senator.
So
what I'm asking is you represent Northwest Missouri, the largest land mass.
You're right.
The people who every day you watch go out and work very hard for what they do. They don't ask for much. They don't ask for a whole heck of a lot from their senators, just like me. They don't ask for a lot. But what they want is a fair shake.
Agreed. And you know,
could double the investment in, because of one article in a newspaper of GR that's going to go to them to help them better themselves, Senator, I think we might get somewhere. You know how much a total investment? For all, you know, we're going to change from 10 million to 20 million for a half a mile by a quarter mile. It's less than 80 acres. You could walk around that and you could run around that three times as good a shape as you're in. And for the whole rest of the state for agriculture, for those of us who farm and feed folks and give them a good meal every day and make sure it's safe and it's good to eat, $66 million. Just a little over a third as much for the whole rest of the state. And I'm just wanting to know how in the world a senator from Northwest Missouri who represents the largest landmass can be co-opted not to get more for their district and take that $20 million because of one article in a newspaper that says if we don't do something, and something, the banks aren't going to back us. Well, you know what? You've got a whole bunch of folks just like I do in your district that's searching for good capital.
Would you like me to answer?
Well, I think, you know, you don't have to answer to me. Because the answer I think you deserve to answer is the people back in Northwest Missouri who you represent.
Senator,
not me.
I think that we all have a responsibility. That we must understand that although we all have our districts to represent, we also have a responsibility to be state senators. And that means that every part of our state has different challenges.
That's right. I agree with that, Senator.
We are going to have to work together to resolve those challenges. And does that mean there are going to be times that I believe that rural folks like us need to step up and help the folks in the senator from the 5th district? I do.
Senator?
You know what? There are times when the senator from the 5th is going to need to step up and help folks that live.
You know what, Senator? I got a good report.
I'm very comfortable.
That the senator from Nottoway, the senator from Cape, and the senator from the 4th were sitting around a table. Three people sitting around a table. You were never there with EcoDevo? It doesn't matter. I got a report. So I'm telling what I got the report of. I got a report that there were three senators sitting around the room with some folks from EcoDevo and research. And you know the guy who I expected to protect the people from North Missouri was you. You were the man as a senator
what?
To protect us. I rely on you as much as you should rely on me, knowing that our interests, interface, interlie, are much alike.
Senator, what did you want in this bill that's not?
What did I? You got 20 because of a newspaper article in the. There, tell me why, Senator, then, did it go from $10 million a year that could be applied for land assembly? It went to 20. You know how hard we fight in agriculture? In our Department of Ag for $10 million, they would flip over, do backwards flips, and go bazonkos if they got an extra $10 million.
No.
But they haven't got. And at the stroke of a pen and at negotiations, land assemblies for a half a mile by a quarter mile got another $10 million that they could apply for, Senator. You're smiling. You're laughing. I don't think it's funny. I don't think the people in agriculture think it's funny, Senator, but if you think it's funny, take it back home and see what the people think.
What I find so ironic about this discussion was yesterday when we were talking about doing a scaled-down version that was just quality jobs and that was just the build program, I had a discussion with you. And what you shared with me was that you have a brick plant in Mexico and that without the new markets tax credit, that brick plant probably would not be able to do what needs to happen there. And you shared with me how important it was that the new markets program received an increased funding.
Where was that brick plant at, Senator?
I believe it's in Mexico.
It's in my district, right?
Right.
What was I fighting for, Senator?
You're fighting for your district.
In my district. Where was the land assembly at, Senator?
What did I do?
What, no, Senator, I'm doing an inquiry here. Where was the land assembly?
What did I do?
No, I'm doing the inquiry. Where was this land assembly?
So when you
came
to me,
Senator. Senator,
help.
Senator,
help.
I am doing the inquiry. Where was the land assembly? You asked me a fair question, I gave you a fair answer.
We know where it's at.
Where?
It's in St. Louis.
All right. Thank you.
Senator, this is not St. Louis against the rest of the world.
This is you as a senator. You were questioning my representation of why I wanted new market tax credits. And it was because the new market tax credit affected what happened in my elected district. It was because I was representing my district, Senator, not anywhere else. I am here to fight for my district. I am here to do what I believe will help the state of Missouri, because if I help my district, we will help the state of Missouri. And everyone, the senator from 4th should be fighting to protect his district. You should be fighting to protect your district. The senator from the 8th will fight, I guarantee you, to protect his district, because he's a good senator. And I'm here, and when you question my motive for asking for new market tax credits, it's not because I believe anything, but I'm protecting my district.
And I never questioned your motive.
But that conversation happened. It's
that's
one of
right.
the main reasons that New Market
and I'm proud of it.
But I also believe, and I sure hope, that we don't take the belief that the only reason that we are sent up here is to just do what's right for our own district. I think that we always have a responsibility to fight.
Well, Senator, I'm going to tell you something.
Right
for you guys like you and me, when we sit here on this, when we stand around on this floor and we watch the Department of Ag, what's the major industry in your district?
It's definitely agriculture.
Definitely agriculture. Definitely. When we watch it get cut 14% this year, when we watch it take a cut last year, when we watch it take a cut the year before, and we stand around and we, and I'm not at the negotiation table, but you are, not me.
Are you on budget?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm not, but I wasn't at the negotiation table for this bill. I'm not the guy handling the bill.
What do you want in the bill that was?
Pardon?
What would you want, what did you want in the bill that wasn't in the bill?
What would I want in the bill that's not in the bill?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought there
we're talking about something that's in the bill that I don't really like.
Okay. I just thought maybe there's something I missed.
Huh?
I thought maybe there's something I missed.
No. No, I'm not talking about what I want in the bill. I kind of like a couple things in the bill. I'm just talking about what's in the bill that I don't like.
Well, I'm sure everybody.
Is that fair?
I'm sure everybody.
What am I to do? What are we to do on this floor, Senator?
What do you want?
Well, I'm talking, aren't I?
You can talk.
Do I like something? Do I not like something that's in the bill?
Apparently, I don't think you like the land assumption.
I don't like the expansion from $10 to $20 million, and if nobody gets it, it's only one ten. I can, you know, I'm pretty good to go for till 210, 310, 410, 5. I don't care.
You seem to have a lot of energy.
I have a lot of passion for my district. And I have an extra amount of passion when somebody questions, when I ask for money and credits that help my district.
Nobody
and questions. I should be about my district.
Nobody questioned it.
Well. No, I think we had a conversation and I talked about New Market, which not only helped my district, but it helped the state.
And you shared with
me. I did. I was very adamant that, you know, if we're gonna reopen a brick plant, a manufacturing plant that will build something, that will put something out there that's not a service industry, that's actually a manufacturing industry that built something, doggone right, we need to build something in this state. If we do not build something, we do not create new wealth.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me a question.
All right. So you fought for your district.
I'm going to keep doing it.
You advocated.
You know, I haven't stood up too many times on this floor with a passion like I have got tonight.
And you shared with me the news.
The only guy that's got a little more passion than me is the Senator from Mays. Now I give him a grin and a wink, even if I don't agree with him, because I love his passion.
And you shared with me the passion for the New Markets Tax Credit Program.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's really simple.
Just like the Senator.
That we have a brick plant that was the anchor of one of my cities. It was the anchor that held down, that was the identity of the city. And when that brick plant closed in that city, and whether you love union jobs or not, they were union jobs in it. It were guys that went to high school, their daddies worked there, they came in there and they made $45,000 to $55,000 a year. Good wages. Got health care, great benefits. Plant closed. Took the heart out of the city. There is an individual who has been working very hard to reopen the plant. Give it a new face. I'm not sure if there'll be union jobs or not, but I'm going to tell you that the New Markets Tax Credits were an integral part of that individual having the ability to secure and the credit that it takes to open the plant. That's why I came to you and said
that's
this.
That's why we put it in.
And that's why I came to you and said, look, I haven't been standing on this floor fighting about too many things. I've been, people said, doggone Schumacher, you talk less in the Senate than you did in the House. What's wrong with you? It's because I believe in there's a time to pick your fight.
So
there's a time to pick your fight. And I don't necessarily want to deny someone else if there's something they need, but somebody has got to convince me that for a half a mile by a quarter mile, we're automatically going to double from $10 to $20 million. Senator, think about it. A half a mile by a quarter. I farm 80 acres in 2.5 hours. That's how long it takes me to get my tractor and implement over 80 acres. 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. And if you would invest those dollars wisely.
So you're saying this is not a wise investment?
I cannot, for the life of me, Senator, believe that doubling from $10 to $20 million for this cause makes any sense for the state of Missouri.
Senator, just as you came to
Missouri, I'm gonna be here a while. It's only
Senator
quarter after 1.
Talked to me about this, and he felt strongly about it.
I'm happy to visit, but Senator, I need your help because you and I are the only two senators across the total tier of North Missouri. We have the most rural districts. We are it for protecting those farmers and the investments that they make. Me and you. You were at the table. I wasn't. I'm here on the floor tonight talking about it because, by golly, $10 million invested across North Missouri and many of our small towns.
You are somehow faulting me.
No, Senator.
The senator from the 5th.
I know you have a tough job.
That's in here.
No.
That the senator from the 26th advocated to me
that I
would not fight against what I think
Senator,
is a reasonable proposal. And that somehow makes
Senator,
me mad.
Senator, I'm going to tell you, Senator, there is probably not a senator I love more on the floor of the Senate than the senator from the Fighting 26. I have a huge amount of respect. His job is to do what he's doing for his area. Mine and your job is just a little different than his. Because there are only two of us across the whole top tier of the state of Missouri. Just me and you. That's all they got. They got one crazy guy from the east side and one, I won't describe you, Senator. You can describe yourself. But it's just me and you. That's all they got.
I understand.
That's it. Me and you. Now, me and you got to decide. I have decided tonight that I'm drawing a line in the sand.
And so if this
hence,
in,
you know, Senator, when I watched the ag budget come through this body, I talked about 0.1%. Less than 0.1% for the largest industry across this whole state. Only $66 million of GR invested in agriculture across this whole state. And because of a newspaper article we're watching tonight,
it wasn't a newspaper article. This was
well. There wasn't
way no, before.
Well, St. Louis Posted Fact gave a glowing newspaper article about how land assemblage was going to save the city.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you what. I don't know if my staff is still here tonight. If my staff happens to still be here tonight, and they happen to be listening in my office, there is a saying up on my wall of my office that talks about how if cities are burned or ravaged and how agricultural land is ravaged, what might happen to this country. If they could just pull that off the wall and bring it down, I would be happy. Now, I don't know if they'll do that, Senator, but I would read you a great saying. Mr. President, may I inquire, Senator from the 8th?
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He yields.
I'm going to be really brief.
Senator, wait a minute. I ain't asked a question
yet.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
Stop.
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 Stop. No.
I'm
in. Stop. Oh. Well. Whoa!
If you want to talk to me, you're going to...
I do want to talk to you. I'm inquiring.
One senator, speak at a time.
I'm inquiring, Mr. President.
Slow down. Senator from the 8th, do you continue to yield?
Please, Senator, may I ask you one question?
One.
Senator from the 8th, do you continue to yield?
Senator,
yield,
yes.
Proceed.
Senator, thank you for accepting my inquiry. While we were talking, you grew up on a family farm.
Thank you, right?
Senator, I'm not going there.
Okay.
Just let me say this. We are all tired, Senator.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been tonight, but we're tired and want to go home. If you want to take out land assemblage, it was a bad idea then, it's a bad idea tonight. Offer an amendment. Give us an opportunity to take it out. But I don't know whether more speech making is going to get us anywhere.
Well, Senator,
because we're all real tired.
You know, thank you, Senator. May I just make one comment to you? 17 hours. You hold the record.
Yeah. Take it out. It might
no,
come
Senator,
out. Let's
17
vote.
Hours. 17 hours. You hold the record. Yeah, you've asked people. You, Senator, of all people. You've asked people not to offer an amendment.
No, I'm saying offer an amendment. I didn't say don't offer an amendment. I'm begging you, offer an amendment. Don't give any more speech. Then if your amendment fails and you don't like the bill, then give your long
well,
speech.
You know what, Senator? You know what? Time is a valuable
commodity. I agree with you. Let's take this out.
Time is a more valuable commodity.
Oh. Okay. Have at it, then.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President.
Senator from Monroe.
My inquiry, Senator Ford.
Senator Ford, do you yield?
I yield.
Yield, proceed.
Senator. Good evening. You know what? I haven't stood up all year. I've tried to pick my battles well.
You have?
I've asked for a few things, haven't got them. You know, I've found that those folks who have been standing up all year have been at the table. Nobody asked me to the table. You were at the table, right?
I was at the table.
What'd you get?
You know, I got an exemption.
For what?
You know, one of the things that I was concerned about, and this was, and I talked about this a little, I'm not sure if you were here, was I was concerned that if we put a cap on the historic preservation program, that large developers, I know there's at least three major projects that are outstanding in the city. One is a building called the Jefferson Arms, another is a building called the Laurel, and a third is a building called the Lentz Brewery project. And those three projects alone could take $80 million of the credit. And I don't even know what's going on in Kansas City. And I was concerned that the people who come into neighborhoods like the one I live in and buy a four-family and turn it into a two-family, or buy a duplex and turn it into a house, the people that do that might get crowded out by those.
$80 million, is that what you said? Three projects in the city took $80 million?
They could.
Hey, did I remind you of something?
They could potentially.
Should I remind you of something? This is no potential. But do you know how much the whole state of Missouri gets for agriculture out of the PR dollars?
$66 million.
$66 million. Who will stand up for agriculture?
You are tonight.
I will tonight.
You are tonight.
And people ask me to sit down, offer amendments, but who will really stand? Who will really stand?
You are
$66 million. Three projects take $80 million.
And
we throw $20 million, $10 million around, and I fight for $50,000, $80,000, $3 million, and it's like pulling hen's teeth. You know, there's certain times to make your stand when you want something.
Well, Senator,
I am tired of the largest industry in the state of Missouri who make us the most secure people in the world getting pushed aside. We have dairy farmers who tonight don't know if they're going to be there next week. They've been here to this capital, and they are people who do not, how do I want to say this? They do not come here because they want to. They do not want to farm the government. What they would really do is like to get cost of production plus a reasonable profit from the market, from a competitive marketplace. But what they found themselves is they found themselves in an existence that the marketplace does not offer them a real profit. And that they just, have you ever played the board game Monopoly?
I have played that game.
Yeah. You know what happened?
Park Place,
yeah.
Broadway, the Blues.
Board game Monopoly is pure capitalism. That's what it is. The lucky guy rolls the dice and he wins. And he who has the most gets the most. And he who has the most keeps getting the most. And he who has the most leverage rules at the end of the day. And you will last as long as your luck will last. With these dairy farmers, and I watched the senator from Dent, and I watched the senator from the 20th come to us. And I watched those farmers come to this capital who normally would just want to work hard and ask the government, as the senator from the 33rd would say, leave us the heck alone. They don't want us messing with them. But some point in time, there has to be someone with stripes on them, like a referee that says, we're going to have some fair play here. And they've come to us. And we asked for a little assistance. And you know what? This body, we didn't even vote on it for those guys. Hard-working people, every day, two times a day, three times a day, get up at 4 in the morning, milk their cows, do their work, milk them in the afternoon. They work hard. They sacrifice for their family. And this body just turned a blind eye to them. But here we come down to this. And we find $10 million more dollars for a half a mile by a quarter mile. And we push them aside. And they expect me to sit down. I should offer an amendment. We should grow a conscience in this castle. We should grow a conscience. What do you think? Do you think those dairy farmers are worth it? Or do you think a half a mile by a quarter mile fixes the state of Missouri?
You know what, Senator? I represent the city of St. Louis.
And you should.
And just like I fought for historic preservation over the last few months here in this chamber, you're fighting for the 18th senatorial and you're fighting for the farmers you represent. I've visited you in Clarence.
That's right, you have.
And I appreciate that. Well, I got some great turnips out of it.
You did.
Hey, and you know
you
what?
And a lot of senior centers.
I was going to say, I see how you dominate the senior vote.
I get the, you know, sweet corn and turnips wins the senior population. And it's because, you know what? You know in rural Missouri what the deal is? It's real simple. When somebody moved in the community of seniors, you took them a little bit of your bounty. You shared with them a little bit of what you had invested in and gave them the best of what you had. You didn't take them the second. You took them the first. And that's what we do. But I'm standing here tonight because I'm frustrated. Because I watch as time and time again, we fight for 10,000, 50,000, 70,000, a million. And at the stroke of a pen, a quarter mile by a half a mile gets an extra tent and extra. Not 10 million, an extra 10 million. From 10 to 20 million by a quarter mile by a half a mile, and we can't find any help for our dairy farmers in this state. And somebody wants to criticize me at 10:28 standing up? Well, I'll go home and I'll take that criticism and I'll be doggone happy to take it.
Senator?
Yeah?
I won't say a word in criticism of you or your right to stand and speak on anything for as long as you
can. You know, I'm wondering if there's, I don't know if there's an amendment out there or if there's a deal out there.
You know, we might be working on an amendment.
But I'm standing here for a good while this evening. I don't really care. Because I have watched as our ag budget has depleted and depleted and depleted and depleted, and I, you know, there's not many of us left. Not many of us left. Can I read you one thing?
You can read me one thing.
You know, have you ever heard of William Jennings Bryan?
1896, the crop of gold?
Yeah.
I will not be crucified.
There you go.
Free silver.
That's right, brother.
You know the electoral map in 1896 was identical to the electoral map in 2000. Only the Democrats in 1896 won the states that Republicans won in 2000 and vice versa.
I did. Are you a poli-sci teacher?
Sorry about that.
Are you, Senator? Are you? Come on, man. Bust yourself out on this. Well, William Jennings Bryan had a perspective that's very close to mine on some things.
And wasn't he the attorney of the scope shop?
Yeah.
Do what?
You could probably tell me about anything, and, you know, I would agree with you.
You know what?
Because you're a professor. I'm an expert.
And
but I do know.
I agree with you about turnips.
Turnips are good for you. William Jennings Bryan, this is a quote from him. And this is why I fight for agriculture and why I believe the family farm is so important. He said, let American cities be destroyed by bombs, the economy or natural disaster, and they will reappear, rebuilt almost overnight, but will destroy our farms, and grass will grow in the streets of every town and city in America. If you allow our family farms to be destroyed, and if you allow that they are displaced by corporate agriculture and the consolidation of agriculture, then what you will get in the end is you will not have your food stock as cheap as family farmers provided. And I'm here tonight. And you know, I've had a colorful history with agriculture groups. Some hate me, some love me. So I'm going to tell you what, I grew up, my goal is when I leave this place to go back to my farm and farm. And everybody leave me the heck, me and the senator from the third church probably have some things in common. I just want some people to leave me alone when I'm done with here. But by guys, I'm elected and I came with no surprises to anybody that I was a farm boy. And I believe, Senator, that I should fight for that with everything that's within me. And we have an amendment, so I'm hoping to accommodate the Senator from the 8th. But I am frustrated that for one and you know, Senator, is that in your district? I might not even be, should be talking
you know,
about
it. It's actually in the Senator from the 5th district.
Who?
What was Senator from the 5th. She sits right in front of you.
Oh,
but you know what?
I don't want to talk to her because I like her.
But
I like you too, though, Senator. Let me put this right. I don't want to
put
her on the spot.
And I appreciated William Jennings Bryan's quote.
Well, you know,
but I will say this, Senator.
I'm not going to knock the city because I'm going to tell you something. What I do know is I appreciate the city because the sales tax revenues from the city contribute to. How do I want to say this? Ginormously to the state. It's a big bunch.
It's a big bunch.
In fact, a few years ago, it was 47%. I'm not sure if it's quite at that level today. 47% of the sales tax revenue came from the city. And one of the things I always worried about the city was we created transportation taxing districts. Where those of us in rural Missouri or any place across Missouri would capture our own sales tax dollars. The city contributes more than they are, you know, Senator, do you remember Senator Bond when he was chairman of the subcommittee on transportation?
Yeah.
Remember what his claim to fame was?
No.
He took us from
a donor
state
to a recipient.
That's right. To at least where we're going evening. And why I appreciate the city of San Luis. And frankly, all our cities. We have to work together. I understand it. It's that frankly, they're a donor city. They contribute more of the sales tax dollars than they get back for transportation and other things. They do. They do that. But at the same time, they have to figure out how they're going to get from here to there. And they have to go through all of us, which is me.
And you know what?
And I really want to work with the folks in the city. I'm one of those guys that believe in local foods, that believe in natural foods, and that believe that Missouri has one of the greatest opportunities in front of it to make things happen for this state. But Senator, doubling from 10 to 20 million, all of us have problems with the banks wanting to do business with us. I'm in negotiations right now with banks wanting to do business with me as a new gen co-op.
But you know what? Banks wouldn't do business in North St. Louis for decades because of redlining and disinvestment.
Senator.
Okay?
I understand.
And I'm gonna fight for my
You do it. I want
hard.
You to do and I expect that from you. I expect that from you. If you don't do that, you're not doing what you're supposed to. But for me and the senator from Nottoway, hey,
We got to balance you out, because you'll take all we got if we just, yeah, okay. I ain't about yeah and okaying to you. I want some balance. I want some equity. I want more than $66 million of GR dollars for the Department of Ag in the state of Missouri, which is... Oh.
Hey, you got that in there?
I have been informed by those much more knowledgeable than me that we're in the middle of another amendment. And I can't offer this amendment even if I want to right now. So I would hope that you and I could like just sit down. We could expedite that amendment and get the Senator from Nottaway in here. And the doormen look like they're really getting tired and want to go home and they're getting cranky. And
ooh,
you see all them doormen? They're all around us. So, Senator, I thank you for your inquiry. Mr. President,
always.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senators seek recognition on the motion of the Senator from Andrew? Seeing none, Senator from Nottaway is recognized. Senator from Nottaway renews his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. All those pending that motion shall prevail, say aye. All those of the contrary say no. Ayes per to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape.
It has been distributed. I request the waiver of the reading. For purposes of the body, its LR number is 22S. I am sending the amendment forward.
Send your amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4.
Senator from Cape has sent forward Senate Amendment Number 4, has asked for unanimous consent for a waiver of the reading. I think that's what you asked for.
Yes.
And has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 4, Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment would put the much-debated R&D tax credits into the bill subject to appropriation. Mr. President, I move for its adoption, and if I could get a sufficient number of my colleagues to rise, I would request a roll call on that vote.
Senator from Cape has moved for the adoption amendment, has asked for a roll call vote, needs four additional standing. You'll have a roll call. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape has moved adoption amendment number 4. Does any senator seek recognition on that motion? Senator from Nottaway, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To briefly speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
The goal is to keep this clean, and though the Senator from Cape has a laudable goal, unfortunately I will rise to ask the body to defeat it, as I will rise to ask the body to defeat all the other amendments that come. So with that, Mr. President, I thank you.
Any other senator seek recognition? Senator from 26, what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I inquire the Senator from Nottaway?
Senator from Nottaway, to yield? He yields, proceed.
I just want to know, and it was stated earlier, in the deal or whatever, is this amendment part of the deal? Is this a deal breaker? You know, somebody needs to give, I think, the body some guidance here.
Deal, and I'm not sure there is an official deal, but the language that's been crafted, the dollar amounts that were verbally agreed to, the process that we're trying to work through, that amendment, the reason I have not offered that yet is those folks who have a very great interest in that are still going through it in the round room. What our goal was when we came out here is we had to make a decision. We could take every one of these amendments that are laying around out there and probably end up killing the bill. And if that is the wish of the body, then so be it. Or we could politely ask the body not to offer any amendments as we try to get an Eco Deagle bill out of here. I am, at this point, at almost 2 o'clock in the morning, on the actually the morning of our final day. I believe that every minute that goes by, the bill to pass this bill probably gets less. And so the desire, my desire, I believe the desire of our leadership is to keep all those amendments off. And that is why I asked the body to defeat the amendment. And that is the answer to your question.
I'm scratching my head here to figure out. I understand what you're saying, but it was to those that were in this with the group, was it, so I can shake your head or whatever, is this a deal killer?
That's what I need to know.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's all I'm asking for. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any other Senator Seek recognition on the motion of Senator from Cape? Seeing none, Senator Cape is recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator Cape renews his motion to adopt Senate Amendment Number 4. There has been a request for a roll call. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Knobler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
the 23rd votes aye. Senator from Jefferson changes his vote to an aye. By your vote of 17 aye, 15 no, you have approved Senate Amendment Number 4. Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have an amendment. It has been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading by unanimous consent. I am sending the amendment forward. For the benefit of the body, it is 0.21S.
Senator Cape has moved to adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5 and asks for unanimous consent for a waiver of the reading. Senator Cape, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of Senate Amendment 5. For the benefit of the body, as I said, this is 0.21S. It authorizes the angel tax credits that we have discussed in this body. It is subject to appropriation, and I move for its adoption. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Cape has moved for adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5. Does any senator seek recognition on that motion? Senator from the 8th.
May I inquire the senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
Senator?
Yes.
I'm tired. I want to go home.
Okay.
And we're spending a lot of time on a bill that can't pass the legislature. So how much more time do you want to spend?
Well, we're going to evaluate that, Senator. And I appreciate it. I appreciate all the people. I thought we had a tentative agreement on one that's been very precarious. I don't know if we do or not. But I'm tired, too. I think that we
We owe it to the state, though, to try to do an economic development. If it becomes apparent that that's not going to happen, then we will pull the bill.
That's become abundantly apparent.
Did it become abundantly clear when you were at about 2 o'clock in the morning that you weren't going to be able to break the Senate last year when we were all tired?
Lock on, buddy. I'm good.
As long as you...
Mr. President?
Sir, please.
Mr. President? I would like to speak on the bill.
See.
I would like to, the ire of the Senate can now come my way. Because I'd like to talk about the Kansas City Royals and the recent goings on the West Coast, which I find very troubling. Last time I began to talk to you all about where we were with the baseball season, the Kansas City Royals, things were looking quite good. But now they're not looking so good. We went out and we played the Los Angeles Angels. And that was very, very troubling. Because the Los Angeles Angels were a team that were not particularly doing very well. In fact, they had a number of injuries. And the injury-plagued Los Angeles Angels were ripe for the taking. And the pitching of the Royals was quite good. And in the very first game, we pitched, I forgot, who was it? I think it was a Zach Greinke in the very, no, Gil Mesh, I think was in the very first one to pitch. And Gil Mesh pitched relatively well, but not expertly. He struggled just a hair here and there, and he needed good defense behind him.
Senator from the second, the senator from the eighth has the floor. What purpose are you seeking recognition? Actually, we are past that point. I see your guest. I have a special use for that guest. You send that guest forward.
Thank you, Mr.
Senator from the 8th, proceed.
Gil Mesh.
He did not get any kind of assistance at the bats at all, and pitched relatively well, but was not rewarded with offensive production. And that was hard and it was troubling. But ultimately, you would expect that as we got into the late innings that good things would happen, but good things didn't happen. And the Royals went on to their first defeat. Now, that shouldn't by itself have led to the skid that we're now in, but it did initiate a skid that was very, very troubling. The skid ultimately has now landed to a 6-game skid. In fact, I think tonight the tally to the Baltimore Orioles was unimpressive as well. In the past, what's bedeviled us is these 10-game skids. And the 10-game skids are what will get you every time. Right now we're at a 5-game skid, and the score was Royals 5, Orioles 9. And the Royals were at home, and you would think when they got home that things were going to start happening better. In fact, I think Gil Mesh was the pitcher again tonight, and I think he got rocked early in the game. Tomorrow night, Gil Mesh is 2-4 right now, by the way. The Royals, Mesh had them scoreless into the fourth and then gave up one in the fourth. And then, unpleasant things started happening in the fifth.
And then in the sixth, further as the pleasant things started happening.
Victoria has a hurt shoulder, too.
Seeing how the senator seek recognition on the motion of the senator from Cape. Seeing none, senator from Cape is recognized to close. Sergeant Arms, will you find the senator from Cape?
President?
Sheriff Cape.
To inquire you?
State your inquiry.
Where are we at?
You've been recognized closed on Senate Amendment number 5.
Mr. President, if you could inquire of the Secretary, how long was that filibuster?
Actually, that's not a proper inquiry because I don't know how we would judge what a filibuster is or isn't at this point.
Fair enough, Mr. President. Thank you very much. I close.
Sir Cape has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment number 5. There has been a request for a roll call. Madam Secretary, excuse me, I apologize. I thought there had been a request for a roll call. All those pending that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
All those to the contrary say no.
Aye.
The noes appear to have it. Senator from Cape.
If I could get four other members standing, I would request a roll call.
It would appear that you do not have four additional senators standing.
Mr. President?
Senator from Cape.
I would notice the absence of a quorum.
You cannot do that in the middle of a roll call, I don't believe, but I will seek clarification. And there is a quorum present.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request a standing division.
If you can have one additional standing, you'll have a standing division.
Thank you.
It appears that does not to be the case either. The noes. Whoa. Where's. Excuse me. It's late or early, however you look at it. You'll have a standing division. Will all the senators please take their seat? Sergeant Arms, if you'll summon the senators for a standing division. Okay, all those that would seek to vote in the affirmative on Senate Amendment number 5, please stand. All those seeking to vote in the negative, please stand. Two I, 31, no, you have failed to adopt Senate Amendment number 5. Senator from Cape.
And to inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from St. Charles, do you yield?
The junior senator,
yes.
I've been corrected.
Yield, proceed.
Thank you very much, Senator. I was curious because in the interim, before we got to where we got, which is where we are, I was waiting for a conference committee report or something on 306 before midnight, and that was the health care bill, and I hadn't seen that on my desk. is 306 alive or any health care discussions going on that you could enlighten us as a body?
Not on 306.
Okay, so 306 is dead.
Yeah, there's no conflict. There's no conflict.
Okay. Now, I've heard talk of putting it on another House bill. Is there like a conference that is going on that...
There's no conflict.
Okay. Any discussions of trying to work something out on health care? Is it your belief that the health care issue is dead this session, or are there fruitful discussions going on?
I mean, I'm still trying to work on it.
Is anyone on the House side trying to work on it?
I don't even know that anybody in the House is going to do it.
Okay, so you haven't had any discussions with any House members at all on that issue?
No.
Do you believe, as we move forward with that being one of the issues, that what passed out of the Senate was a issue that should be addressed before the end of session?
Obviously, it was a priority for me.
Okay.
So, what the rest of the Senate feels like, I can't speak for every member.
And that's fair enough. I appreciate
that. The second was different.
Say again?
The Senate from the second was different.
Was with you on what?
I guess healthcare.
On healthcare. To see where that is. Well, Senator, we've spent an awful lot of time on this bill, and I was just trying to see exactly where things may or may not be as it relates to that bill.
Yeah, 306 is, it's just not possible for us to do that bill. If there's another bill that's related to health care that we take up, we all work for our priorities, and I work for mine and
sure.
Through others, and that opportunity presents itself, I can still push across with trying to do the things I believe in.
Okay. Well, and I appreciate that. Fair enough. Thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry on that very, very much. Mr. President.
Sir, okay.
Okay. If I could inquire of the Senator from Jefferson.
Senator Jefferson, do you yield?
I yield.
You wanted to say something, Senator?
Yeah. I'm in a tricky position right here, because in 2000, Senator, guess how many tax credits the 22nd district got compared to the rest of the districts in the state?
I don't know.
We were the least. 2001, guess how many tax credits, guess where my district ranked in the state in 2001?
I don't know.
We were the least. 2003.
I'm
going to give you a guess.
I still don't know. Is there a trend here?
Second to the last.
To most or second to last?
Second to the last.
So you're improving.
No. 2004. Guess how many?
Third to the last.
No. We were last. In fact, we had zero tax credits in the 22nd district. 2005, take a guess. It was like 2004.
Last.
Zero again. 2006.
Sounds like you need to hold a workshop on application of tax credits for your district, Senator.
Good point. To cut to the chase, 2006, 7, and 8, we were last or second to last.
Right.
The reason I say I'm in a trick box is because the House, where I used to serve, and I left with 2 years left on my term because they acted like children all the time, are holding us hostage to give health care to 35,000 people over this bill. It makes no sense. We got House members that are here in the upper gallery that didn't agree with that. And I don't know if you realize, when I changed my no to an I, your amendment passed. I probably shouldn't have done that. Opened up a can of worms. It just frustrates me that we are letting people that redeem tax credits around this state hold people without health care hostage. 35,000 people that we cut off the rolls in 2004. I guess that's the end of my inquiry or your inquiry. I just wanted to make that statement. Thank you, Senator.
Any other senators seek recognition?
Miss
Senator from Boone, what purpose are you seeking recognition?
I have a privilege motion.
State your privilege motion.
Having voted on the prevailing side, I move that the vote by which Senate Amendment 4 was adopted be reconsidered.
Heard the motion of the senator from Boone. Does any senator seek recognition on that motion? Seeing none, Senator Boone recognized. Closed.
I close.
Senator Boone renews the motion. This is on reconsideration. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Sofer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from the Boone. Votes in the affirmative on his own motion. Senator from Webster votes no. Senator from Green changes her no to an aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from Monroe, can you repeat your vote? Senator from Monroe, can you repeat your vote? Votes no. By your vote of 27 aye, 6 no, you have approved the motion of the senator from Boone. Now we are back on Senate Amendment number 4, which is the senator from Cape's motion. Does any senator seek recognition on that motion? Seeing none, senator from Cape is recognized to close. Chair is going to place the Senate at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator from Franklin, are you seeking recognition to place the bill on the informal counter? I think that's what you were.
Mr. President,
like
hour,
read your mind.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. The hour is late. Let's go home. I'd like to lay the bill back on the informal calendar.
It will be placed on the informal calendar with Senate Substitute Number 2 and Senate Amendment Number 4 pending. Senator St. Francis.
Will the order of business announcement, if you'd recognize me for announcement.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. This is not an easy bill, and I know that I've got people coming to me saying we need to press on or we'll never get it done, and we may not get it done. But I think that we need several people. We're all tired. We need to evaluate. They're still working out the final wording of that of this amendment, and I think we'd be better off coming back in the morning, reading the amendment, having caucus. I don't know if you're going to have a caucus. We're going to have a caucus hopefully at 9:30. Talking about it, we'll go to another bill first. And then we'll come back to this in case we need to make any changes. I'm sorry we couldn't come to conclusions, but I just don't think this is the time to come to this conclusion because we may not get it done. And I think we're so close that if we do it in anger, it's not going to happen. If we'll sleep on it and do it with a positive attitude in the morning, we may be able to get it. And if anybody's going to blame, it's mine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator St. Francis. Did you have another announcement? Seeking recognition. Well, Senator from Howe, I believe, is seeking recognition.
Mr. President, in 5.5 hours at 9 o'clock, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight will meet in Senate Committee Hearing Room 1.
So in the order of business of announcements, Senator from St. Francis. Excuse me, Senator from the 11th.
May I know we're on there. May I briefly inquire of Senator from St. Francis?
Yes, Senator from St. Francis, do you yield? You yield, proceed.
Are you caucusing in the morning? And you said 9:30. Would we be coming in about 10? Okay, 10-ish. Mr. President, I would like to announce the Democratic caucus will be having caucus at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
So in the order of business of announcements, Senator St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All the opinion of that motion shall prevail. Say aye. All those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules. Sleep fast.